Ella Langley back performing after taking her month-long break. And while she didn't directly address while she took time off, she did say she was happy to be back. Although I've seen video of her. She's pretty good with a bow and arrow. So
it's always nice to take some time off on the back end.
Wouldn't it be great just to be able to just take a month? Just you
go. I don't know what that's like, man. What is that like?
I know. I don't know if I could take a month, though. I think
I'd be bored after day three. Oh, God.
I've been on vacations
I'm
where
about
you think
to read
you,
a book.
You want to take 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, I'm going to take 2 weeks. And then you get about halfway through that second week, and you're like, I need to go back to work.
You start jonesing.
Yeah.
I need to be productive.
So she's back at it right now and back on tour. Also picked up a couple CMAs along the way. They announced that on Monday.
Cool.
It is National School Picture Day. Do you keep any of those around, or do you come across some of those and you just giggle?
I still have them.
Do you have a montage of pictures in a frame?
Not on purpose, okay. No. My mom has them all just in a file folder, and I got the file folder a couple of months ago. So
yeah.
I was going through them, and I'm embarrassed.
My mom did the whole montage of every year. And my dad had them all saved at his house. He goes, here, I want to give this back to you. And I'm like, wow. I love my mom. She's the most wonderful woman. It is going to be 25 years next week that she's been gone. But I will say she wasn't good at picking out the clothes. I'm
going to do a montage photo frame. We're going to bring it in here. Stole the other photo out of here.
Yeah.
Kyle Bailey is a thief. Breaking news for News Radio 1240 KQN.
Yeah.
Kyle Bailey's a thief.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. So maybe we should. We should bring our kid pictures.
Elementary school
in here.
Kid pictures.
Yeah. And put them on that wall over there.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Don't throw me a good time.
The bad hair, the comb overs, the bad hair. And it never, they were never good. And then, like the comedian said, Kelsey Cook, we pass them out to friends. Here you go.
Yeah, we did.
And you're like, what the
That's
hell is this?
I don't great. Know. Have a great summer. Thanks.
When was it when you saw all these pictures? What year was it when you finally got past the goofy stage? Because everybody had that goofy stage. Some of it was early. Some was a little bit later on. Mine was right around between 5th and 8th grade. For those three, four solid years of goofy. I hadn't got my braces yet, and I had some whacked teeth.
I'm going to say 8th grade.
Was it 8th grade?
8th grade, 9th grade even.
Yeah. Somewhere and then you there. Remember getting that one picture. I had a picture I thought was the greatest picture.
I do.
I look at
it
now.
I'm thinking of it right now. My hair was all gelled off to the side. I did that 90s hair gel look, slicked it all back.
All right.
But it turned out really good. And we had gone somewhere on vacation over the summer, so I had gotten like a hemp necklace with the beads in it. So I was wearing that, and I had this button-up. It wasn't a Hawaiian shirt, but it was like a button-up shirt. I thought I was looking really good.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
The picture that I love the most, I had the feathered hair, which was just a
Farrah Fawcett hair?
Yeah, the feathered hair. It was the late 70s, early 80s. And I didn't...
D. Snyder hair?
And I didn't smile in the pictures because every time I did smile, my teeth were bad. And I had braces, but I didn't want to smile. I tried to look tough. And I have this picture that looked like Scott Baio, you know, the Scott Baio teen beat, not Scott Baio, I've just been out of jail picture.
Right.
It was the same thing. I'm like, yeah.
If you had aviators on, that would have really sealed the deal.
I'll have to show you that. I remember hanging out with my friend Jody. Hadn't seen her but I had been hanging out with her, and she starts something. She goes, yeah, you had the teen beat look. You had it going on. I'm like, well, how come nobody told me?
She was flirting with you.
She was flirting with me. She goes, you had it going on back in the day. And I'm like, I had no clue. I had no idea.
Standard moon.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
I had no clue. And I'm like, I wish people would have told me that. She goes, oh, then your head would have just been exploded. I'm like, yeah, but
too funny.
At least I would have been a little bit more, engaged.
Self-pride or whatever. Yeah.
I look back, yeah. Teen Beat Magazine, that was me.